Caleb Brand. We're at Bandanas in Bettendorf, which is now the new greatest restaurant in the
Just opened up
cities.
A couple weeks ago.
We're talking with Caleb today because Caleb earned the Supernova Award, and he is one of the only scouts in Catania. We've only had about one or two, maybe three, that have earned the Supernova Award. And so we wanted to sit with Caleb today and talk about what went into earning the award so that we could maybe get some more scouts earning Supernova in 2015. Now, my first question for you, Caleb, is, tell us a little about yourself. What school do you go to, and then what rank are you in Cub Scouts?
I'm Weeblos 1, and my school is Pleasant View Elementary.
Pleasant View, and so you're Weeblo 1, so you're in 4th grade?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you like it?
Yeah. It's pretty fun so far.
What pack are you with?
Pack 129.
All right, that's a great pack.
So, what's some of your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Math?
Oh, that fits right into what we're going to be talking about.
What do you like about math?
Just that I'm really good at it.
So, what are you studying right now in fourth grade? I know fourth grade is a lot of multiplication, maybe some division. You're starting to get into some division. Where are you at? If you're really good at it, where are you at?
Actually,
doing some long division?
Actually, we're pretty much past division. We're just starting long division.
I still don't really understand long division.
So when we're done here, you can explain long division to Andy.
We're kind of starting some like long division problems, is what I think we're doing.
See, when I was in school, and I remember this, and I've seen it change now throughout the years, but basically... we did a lot of long division problems. We had worksheets and things like that, and we'd work them on the board and everything like that. Now they're trying to work in a lot of word problems. So have you guys seen there's a lot of word, so it's a story problem kind of deal,
yeah,
where you have to read and try to figure it out and then apply that to the long division or the division portion of things. But it's interesting. Do you guys do, like, Mad Minute or anything like that where you're practicing, like, your division or your multiplication and see how fast you can do it?
Nope. Never heard of anything like that.
But you guys don't have, like, timed
time tests or anything?
Yeah, we had one time test, except it was a fake time test that was supposed to go on our grade, is what my teacher said, except she always keeps throwing stuff at us that's fake. So, like, a couple of weeks ago,
it really doesn't matter.
We had a test that was fake. It was supposed to go
so
on.
So it didn't count for anything?
Yeah.
The time tests, I think, are the reasons for my childhood anxiety.
Well, it's got to develop ulcers. My daughter, who's in second grade, is doing them right now, and she gets really nervous.
You'd have to pass, like, 10 of them, and then there'd be a big one. So the time tests, the 10 leading up to it would be, like, one strip of them, and then you'd have one that might be like a minute.
Yep.
And then you'd have one that would be like 3 or 4 minutes that was a big page of them. And if you didn't complete that page, you started over at number one again and went through those 10.
It's a lot of pressure, especially on what were you in, second, third grade?
Yeah, and I by Christmas break, I was already starting to lose my hair. And
it grew back.
Oh man, it terrified me. Those things are the worst. And we'd get little weebles, like, on our desk. After you hit a certain spot.
Yeah.
You know, weebles? It's like a cotton ball.
Weebles wobble,
eyes.
But they don't fall down?
No, it's like cotton ball with eyes and like a personality and feet and stuff, and they'd stick on your desk. And we would get to win one if you got past. So you would know where kids were based on the amount of weebles on their desk.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that so much.
I remember I had a little snowman weeble. And he had a top hat on.
Then everybody knows who hasn't passed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
It's a lot of pressure. Anyway, Caleb.
Supernova Award.
Let's talk about this award. Enough of us reminiscing. So tell us a little bit about what you had to do in order to earn this award.
A lot of time on the computer. Looking up people, places, and things.
So a lot of researching.
Yes.
Do you remember, I know there's... some different things that you have to do in order to get to this award. Do you remember some of the steps that you had to complete?
Well, I had to research 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
I had...
Three scientists, right?
No, just 3 people, I think.
Do you remember who they were?
One was Albert Einstein, one was Thomas Edison, and the other one was Steve Jobs.
Nice.
Wow, that's three, like, really interesting people to...
So, you got this last May, approximately, right around there,
yeah.
Right? When you started out doing some of these different things, because I know there's different components that go along with it. So there's a science everywhere, there's a tech talk, there's a swing, and a 1-2-3 go that you need to, they're kind of prerequisites in going into the Supernova Award, right? You have to do these before you even apply for the award. Is that right? You have to do at least two of the four that are listed. Do you remember which ones you did?
I did science everywhere, tech talk, and 1-2-3 go.
And do you remember, what were some of the components of the of those? What were some of the parts of that?
Well, you had to earn a few belt loops and pins for a lot of those.
And now each of those belt loops has a STEM component?
One was like science pin. I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a technology pin.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I know like, you have to explain the science as part of that pin as part of the requirement, right? So say... if you do, like, a BB gun pin, you have to explain, like, you know, propulsion
the
and
physics,
you know, how that all works out. Isn't that, is that part of it?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's
yeah. So, did you start out trying to complete the science everywhere, the tech talk, and the 1-2-3 go, thinking, I'm going to complete these, and then I'm going to apply for the Supernova Award, or was it just, hey, I'm going to take these, and then somebody told you, hey, you know you can earn this Supernova Award? Or how did it work out?
I went in thinking that I was going to get it.
So who told you about it? Who made you aware that this was something you could achieve?
My mom.
Yeah? And so once you saw it, now something that's unique about this award is that it has a mentor component, right? And you remember your mentor's name?
Paul DeCamp.
Yeah. And we know Paul a little bit. I don't as well as Andy does, but Andy knows of him. But he's involved in scouting quite a bit, and he is a registered... Nova mentor.
Yeah.
And so what were some of the things that you had to talk to him about? Because I'm not all that familiar with this other than I know that you have an Eagle mentor.
Yep.
When you get to that stage. And Andy knows about that more than I would. But you had some conversations with him about what you were going to be researching, right? What you needed to complete. And did he help you along the way?
Actually, I talked with him after I did it because he has to confirm my... note that I did it.
Sure.
And I basically told him what I did to do it, and it was a really short talk because I practically just told him what I did. And he wrote his name down on the paper, and I was off.
You're off and running, huh? Well, good deal. Now, is this something that obviously you should be very proud of because it's really cool and rare. I don't know of many Cub Scouts that have this award, so you achieving this is pretty neat, and especially you being in the Catan District, it makes us very proud of you to know that there's somebody out there that has achieved something like this, especially what are you, 10? 9 or 10?
10.
10. A 10-year-old's achieved something like this and really followed all the way through. So thank you for doing so well and being allowing us to kind of get the word out about this award. So, one of the cool things that we've got going on is Annie and I have been discussing how we can get STEM implemented a little bit more within the program. Because it's been kind of pushed and injected into what we're doing here with the BSA, but we're trying to shed more light on it. And you, by you earning this award, you've allowed us to do even more. So thank you for that. We're going to get this out, and hopefully there's some parents and some Cub Scout leaders that are going to say, hey, I didn't know this was out there, and I've already got one of these things, these components already finished. All I need to do is do one more and find all these other things. Now, the cool things that we got going on is we're going to be offering these at other places. So the Putnam Museum is offering some of these different things.
Yeah, the Putnam offers all four throughout the spring.
Yeah, yep. There's already been a couple that they've already offered. There's another one coming up in January, and I know they've got them coming up throughout the spring as well. We're also holding it at our big spring event that nobody knows a lot of the details about yet because we're keeping it pretty tight-lipped, but Stealth will offer some of these different things, we hope, in our planning. So let's go away from the reward for a little bit, and let's talk about what you like about scouting in general. What do you like about scouting?
Probably just the chance to actually go outside and play with stuff like a BB gun and arrows, where usually my parents wouldn't let me own, nor wouldn't let me, if I did own them, let me even have a chance to even go outside and do those things. Like, why exactly would they let me throw water balloons at my brother and sister in the middle of summer when we don't even have balloons? That kind of makes no sense. Also, it's fun just because a lot of my best friends are in Cub Scouts, so it gives me some time where it's not just hanging out at their house. It's we all get to be together and we all get to have fun doing the exact same things at a specific time.
That's cool.
Like, that's cool. Day camp, that's
yep.
fun.
Yeah, have you been to any of our, you know, Catan's trying to do a lot more, the district's trying to do a lot more programming. So we're putting on a lot of different events. Now, you mentioned day camp a couple times. Have you been to any other big events that we've had? You know, we've done the movie event. Did you go to
the Lego movie?
Yeah, did you go to the Lego movie?
Yeah, I went to the Lego movie.
Nice, all right.
You were at Zombery, right?
Yeah, it was at Zombery.
Yeah, that's right. What did you get? What was your makeup? Do you remember?
Just a red blood all over my face.
Gross. Well, I know that we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and we're very, very thankful to have kids like you that want to hang out with their friends, that want to do the same things, that want to enjoy the program, be outdoors, and we're hoping to continue with that and come up with even bigger and better ideas and events for you guys so you keep enjoying it. What do you want to do in scouting? What are some of the things that you want to do in scouting?
Probably go on, like, field trips sometimes. Like, a pack meets up and goes somewhere, like, far away, like Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Or...
You know, when I was in Scouts, I got to go to Washington, D.C. with going Jamboree. So that's,
cool.
You know, that's an opportunity that is something
right.
you can do.
Right.
When I was in Scouts, I also got to go out to New Mexico and go hiking and at Fomont down there. And, like, you know, some big trips. I got to go to Colorado and go hiking. And those are big trips that, you know, are possible for you.
Yep. So you're looking forward to getting into Boy Scouts because you're only a short year, year and a half away. And then you're going to be up into Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I really want to. Cool. I really want to get an Eagle Scout rank.
Cool. Well, we've got a couple questions for you, Caleb. All of our guests have to answer these questions, whether they like it or not.
But they're not hard.
No, so they're not
our
hard.
Our first question is, you have two parents, your mom and your dad, they're here. Which one is your favorite? No.
No. He was thinking about it, too. He's ready to answer.
Well, the good thing is Christmas is past.
Yeah.
So No, Caleb, our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob? You know, that show has been on forever.
It has. You know, Simpsons has been around for 20-some-odd years, mm-hmm. but SpongeBob has been around since...
90s.
Oh, easy.
99,
yeah,
probably.
So it's got a long run. I mean, it's really got a long... And still pumping out some new episodes and everything, so...
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, how about...
Well, you know, Disney created Phineas and Ferb to go up against SpongeBob. Like, they're trying to break into the SpongeBob demographic.
Really?
And there's an episode of Phineas and Ferb where they're on a beach. And is Phineas the one with, like, the triangle face?
Yes.
He pops out of the sand and he's holding a sponge and a starfish. And he goes, a sponge and a starfish? Think of all the great things we can do with these. And then he looks at him and goes, nah, we can't do anything with these. And throws them away.
Hey, our second question is, if you could do anything, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream job? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Somebody with a gun.
So law enforcement or something like that? Or a military person? Someone in the military?
Or a protester.
Well, very
cool.
So are
you thinking that, like military or police?
Mm, FBI, maybe.
FBI. Oh, nice.
Nice. So would you want to be like a spy? That's the guy that's for CIA.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it'd be kind of cool.
that's pretty good, cool, yeah. We've never had one of those before. That's good.
Being the FBI.
Yeah. That's cool. Wow. All right, last question. If you could meet anybody, alive, dead, fictional, and you could have a meal with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Emmett from a Lego movie, and I would eat overpriced coffee.
Now, why Emmett? Is that one of your favorite movies? Or?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies, and I really like Lego, so.
Awesome.
A big Lego fan? What's, like, the best set that you have?
Probably the Quinjet.
From the Avengers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, that's cool. Now ask Andy what his favorite Lego set is that he owns.
What is your favorite Lego set that you own?
Ooh, that's hard.
He's got so many.
I have the Tower Orthanc from Lord of the Rings. That was only available at the Lego store. People are judging me. I also have the Millennium Falcon.
Which one, the collector's edition or regular?
The whatever you get at Toys R Us.
I've just completely been left out of this conversation.
And I think the only Lego sets that Ian's kids have are ones that I've bought them.
It might be.
So, no, so this is pretty cool. I don't have the Quinjet. I do have the Milano, the ship from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they're going to do another Quinjet with Age of Ultron. So, I don't know. I might have a Quinjet in my future.
Well, Chris Pratt, since we mentioned both
Chris
those
Pratt.
Movies, he was a voice of your Lego character, right?
Emmett,
yeah. And he was also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and so we talked before about people who have two Lego characters.
Yep.
So we were saying Chris Pratt has Emmett and Star-Lord.
Yep.
Harrison Ford has Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
Yep. There's a list of them, more than what we thought.
Helen Bonham Carter has
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix Lestrange from Harry Potter, yep. And then her character from Lone Ranger.
I don't remember what that one
Johnny
was.
Johnny Depp would have Tonto and
Jack Sparrow, yep.
Now, Chris Pratt's in Jurassic World, and they're doing Jurassic World Lego.
So he'll have another one.
The guy who plays Gimli the dwarf in Lord of the Rings, John Rhys-Davies, he played Sala in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And that has a Lego character.
Yep.
And then the other one would be Wicket, the Ewok from Star Wars. He played, that's Warwick Davis, and he played the goblin at the goblin in the bank in Harry Potter.
Yep.
And they have a Lego character.
Gringotts,
But what I just thought of is, Christopher Lee played Count Dooku in Star Wars, and he played Saruman in Lord of the Rings. And Saruman's head, you know, it has a beard and hair that goes over it. The base head is just the Count Dooku head that they
didn't even redo that one.
Caleb is asleep.
Caleb I gotta wake him up here.
He's still like,
Caleb.
Caleb's like, I just like Legos. We don't need to go into the politics of Legos.
Thanks for letting us interview you today. And
the one thing, Caleb, this was the Bear Weeblow or the Wolf Bear Supernova Award that you earned. Now there's a Weeblow one, and there's I think two Boy Scout ones, and there's at least one venturing one.
Yeah, there. Yep.
Do you plan on
three venturing ones?
Do you plan on continuing to earn them?
Yeah, but my mom hasn't even started me on the Weeblow. I asked her like 100 times.
Well, it is time. It's Christmas break. You have nothing else to do except for play with that Quinjet.
And he's got the new robot too.
The new
robot.
And so you need to start on your new Supernova Award, because this is what would be cool. Right now you're one of like at least two that I know of, maybe three, who had the Supernova Award in Catan. You could be the first one to have two.
Ooh.
So, that'd be kind of cool.
And then we'll interview you again.
Yeah.
And by that time,
by that time, we'll have more Lego sets out that'll have actors in them that are the same.
But we do have, the big event that we've got coming up in May, Stealth. that'll mm-hmm. offer some of these cool things that we've got going on that might be components of this Supernova Award, so be on the lookout for that. There's going to be a lot more details coming out of, about this event, and we will be getting that out very, very shortly.
Yeah. So, well, Caleb, thank you very much for being our guest
today. Yeah, thank you.
And we'll talk with you soon.